on this week's Nonsensible Podcast.
It's happened. Life is, yeah.
That's what I felt.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's such a good feeling.
Ooh. In America, could you imagine, like, if they were just like, I love you, when you were leaving?
This is Nonsensible.
Welcome
to another episode
of Nonsensible with Dave,
Sam,
Saul,
and our guest,
Dom Mills.
Dom Mills.
Yeah, in the house. In the house.
Welcome back. All right. So if you guys watched our previous episode, we went into the history of this fine gentleman. His adventures of pulling up his pants and putting back down his pants, shaving his head, growing his hair out, reshaving his head, getting back to Korea. And his adventures. So, let's go straight into it. Your previous name before Dom Mills was what?
Before Dom Mills, it was Hwang Makhae.
Why was it?
My last name is Hwang.
Hwang.
H-W-A-N-G.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hwang and Mark.
Ah, so, Ma.
Actually, it was Mark Hwang. But in Korean way of calling people like Hwang, Mark. Ah. So, Hwang Makhae. Something like that.
Ah, yeah. Okay. What's your Korean name?
My Korean name is Hwang Donghyun. Donghyun Hwang.
Okay. Yeah. Hwang Donghyun. Where did Mark come from then?
Mark, actually, I went to Australia when I was 13.
Mm-hmm.
My father sent there for a month.
And he sent you to Australia before he sent you to Canada.
Yeah.
That's a long trip.
Yeah. Because he wanted to like try this, try here and there.
Mm-hmm.
So which country is suitable for me.
Yep.
Maybe that was his plan. So I went to Australia for a month and I met a guy.
Mm-hmm.
His name was Mark.
Yep.
And I felt like he was cool. He was playing guitar and…
So, if you had stayed in Australia, Don may have been a rock star.
Probably. It may be. Could be. Yeah.
You were just meant to be like a yone and an entertainer, right?
Maybe.
Just music is cool. Was always cool for you.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I'd be like that.
Yeah. What happened? Did something happen in Australia that…
I went to some like English school.
Uh-huh.
I learned English for a month and stayed there. I remember homestay father named David and Caroline.
You've got a great memory.
Yeah.
I don't think
because
I remember
they were
that long
so
ago.
Nice to me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I cried when I left there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Anyway, so I had good memory from Australia.
Yep.
So why didn't you stay in Australia?
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounded like you had an amazing time.
Right. Because… I'm not sure. Just my father's… That was my father's choice. I didn't have any money with me.
Yeah. It wasn't your choice.
Yeah.
So what… Why… He just thought Canada was better? I mean it is. But
after…
I'm just kidding, Sam. Sorry, Sam.
Hey. I can't tell. I've never been to Canada. I can't compare the two of them.
Yeah. I've never been either.
Yeah.
I've never been to Canada either.
Actually, I've been in the airport and they were nice as heck.
Ooh, Canadians are always nice.
Pearson?
I don't know. If you say it, maybe I'll know.
Oh.
I'm not sure. But yeah, they were so nice.
They're not
so much nicer than the ones in America.
Oh.
But in America, they're like, why the f*** are you coming here? I'm American.
Oh.
But then if in Canada, when you pull up, they're like, hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
Wow, you're in Korea? Wow. That's cool. What were you doing in Korea?
Yeah, I went back to the U.S. once for KCON.
Very aggressive. Okay.
And I went to the airport. I'm American. They're like, what were you doing in Korea for 3 years? I'm like, I was just learning the language and stuff. Yeah, why didn't you come back? Did you have financial support? I'm like, how was that in your business?
Because I got rich off YouTube. Now let me through.
Yeah. Yo, I'm American. Let me back in. I have a passport.
Oh, it was so tough. They're so aggressive.
Yeah. Right? Oh. Have you had any American airport incidents?
At that time, I had to take an airplane from Toronto to go to Seoul.
Mm-hmm.
And then… But in order to get there, I had to arrive to Detroit and Japan and Korea. I don't know in English in Gyeongju.
Layover.
Transfer.
Transfer. Yeah. That I don't. I didn't get some difficulties there, but I heard they are like aggressive.
Yeah, they're really aggressive, man. Mm.
They can be, because a lot of we think that everyone like, wants to come.
I think the last time I was there with my family, my wife was pregnant, and they're like, "Are you having the baby here?" And I'm like, "Excuse me." She's pregnant. Are you going to have the baby? No, we've got a return ticket. I'm like, what do you think we're coming?
You're going to wave an American passport in front of her?
We're flying halfway around the world to have a baby in America? I mean, what do you think we are? It's like they're just so on edge.
Yeah.
And I've traveled over there and I've seen them pull a person aside because she didn't know the exact address of like where she was, where she was staying. She was on like an Airbnb. And they're like pulled her aside and they're like, you need to know your address. If you don't, we're going to put you back on a plane back to Korea. And it's just like, yeah, like it's just so uptight about everything.
Korea is just like, I'm like, welcome to Korea, mother. Come in, stay as long as you'd like. Like, it's crazy.
I love it when they're nice at the airport.
Well, it's, you know what it is? It's about when you get off the plane, it's been a long trip. So I want to be nice to them as well. And if they're nice to me, I'm going to be nice to them. If, you know, I'm sure they've been sitting there for a long time and they've seen a shitload of people come through. Mm-hmm. And they've probably had to deal with some people that have been in a frame of mind. Yeah. So it's all about niceties. It's just, you know.
When I left Boracay, they were like, "Saranghaeyo." When they saw that I was like going to Korea.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Isn't that just so sweet? I almost cried. In America, could you imagine like if they were just like, "I love you" when you were leaving? They would never do that.
That would be so sweet. Like,
so get the fuck out of here.
But could you imagine? You'd want to get on the next plane back, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Like that's, you know, you go to America and everywhere you go, it's like, "Have a nice day. Mm-hmm. Please come again." But they never say like that at the airport, do they?
No.
사랑해요. Who said that?
One of the Filipino guys. I was with my girlfriend and they knew she was Korean and they knew we were going to Korea. But like the guy when I was, you know, going through customs.
Yeah. Wow.
Tried to say 사랑해요.
When last time I was in Boracay, I saw a girl who had that tattooed on the middle of her back.
사랑해? Really?
Yeah.
In like English? Like S-A?
In Korean.
Oh. How'd it look?
Not great. I can tell you that. Not great.
So, yeah, my father sent me to Australia and I came back to Korea and went to school. On winter vacation, my father sent me to Vancouver this time for a month.
He's just sending you everywhere. Yeah,
here, there.
Amazon Prime.
And what did he say? What was the gongbu thing? What did he say? You study here.
Yeah, study here. Check this place. So you have to think which one is better, like Australia or Vancouver.
Oh, so you had the choice.
Yeah, I had the choice.
So you liked Vancouver.
Yeah, I like Vancouver. But I like Australia too. But I don't know. I was too young. So
yeah, you didn't.
I didn't think that much.
It's a big decision for a little kid.
Yeah. He was like, 어때? Vancouver 어때? Oh, it's good. 호주 어때? Oh, it's good. Toronto 가? Oh, okay.
So she sent you somewhere completely different.
Yeah.
It's like, you've been to Vancouver, you've been to Australia. I'll send you to Toronto.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's a big decision for a kid.
Yeah. But Toronto was a good place, so.
Yeah. But we came from, how did he change his name to Dunn Mills?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So that was tough.
It happened because of his time in Australia.
Oh, that's right. Mark.
Ah, right. Yeah. Mark came up.
Mark came up from Australia. And
so why did you want to change to Dunn Mills? Because Dunn Mills. You liked that street?
I went to Hongdae and like my mixtape giveaways.
And nobody liked the name?
It's not like that. But like many people knew that this guy, the new guy's name is Hwang Makay, right? And then right after I went to VMC, like D-Flow, right after I met D-Flow, he said, it's because you know, a lot of people know you are Hwang Makke, but how about change your name and start new music career? He requested me something like this. Oh, that's a good idea. I was thinking which name will be perfect for me. And then came up with, oh, my neighborhood, Don Mills and Shepherd. And I told D-Flo, how do you think Don Mills as a rap name?
That sounds cool.
It does sound cool.
Sounds like a Italian mafia boss. Wow.
The Don.
Don Mills.
The Don. And D-Flo said, oh, that's cool. Don Mills. Go for it.
Who all was in VMC at that time?
At that time, Utan. Utan D-Flo. Rodiga. Brasco. Rakia. Buggy. Everyone except Doksai.
Yeah.
And
Rowdy was rapping too, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy that he used to rap.
Right now he's doing like artwork, art director. He's an art director.
So had you recorded as Hwang Makke before?
Yeah. I had mixtapes.
Just mixtapes.
Mixtapes, yeah.
What was his idea? What was his concept behind you starting a new identity?
Identity?
Yeah. From going from that to Don Mills. Did he have some kind of reason? Did he say why he thought it would be a good idea for you?
I'm not 100% sure, but when I was Hwang Makke, my tone of voice was kind of high.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, something like this.
Mm-hmm.
Just like sour. Maybe.
Yeah.
And my lyric was not that improved at that time. So he wanted me to take time to write it and rap better.
Uh-huh.
So it was more like a new fresh start. Yeah, a new fresh start. Do the lyrics right. Do the sound right. Your voice right.
Yeah.
With a new name. Yeah. And starts fresh at zero.
Start fresh. Yeah. That's why he wanted. And I want that too. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like it's like a new beginning for
new
you.
New beginning, yeah.
And also you changed your whole… Not just your persona but your whole style.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Changed
right.
Lyrically but also your like your tone of your voice and…
Tone of voice and music style like you said.
I mean, that to me makes absolute sense.
Yeah.
And I guess that's also, it allows you, what that also allows you to do is if you do want to maybe release another album with a different, you could almost do it with a different persona.
Oh.
You know, you could do The Shepherd.
Yeah, like Shepherd.
Yeah. You could release an album as The Shepherd and you can do it in a really high tone. I don't know. You could do it in a different language.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Speak tongues.
So when did you start to see like some success? Was it from your very first release?
After I released 88, Pai Pai. Right after Binzino called me. Oh, I heard your song. You're cool. Yeah.
And that you'd never met him before?
How did he have your number?
He knew my friend. So he got my number from him.
So he just rang you up and said, hey, it's Binzino.
Yeah, something like that. I was working. I was a part-time worker. So I worked at a Prisbang PlayStation.
Uh-huh.
Oh, really?
Some random number just called me. So, hello. Oh, 안녕하세요. This is Binzino. Hey, no play around.
Who are you? Get the out of here, right? Yeah. What year was this? What year was this?
He was 14, 2014.
2014. So, yeah. Bizio was already big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was so big.
Yeah.
Wow. And what did he say?
Hey, I 진짜 빈지노예요. This is Binzino. I was like, is it true? Is it true?
Yeah, at that time, he was so big.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey. Magazine covers and everything. Yeah.
Right. Damn. I couldn't believe that.
Yeah.
Wow. How can he call me?
And then he wanted you to feature?
Yeah.
That's
he
awesome.
He said, what are you doing tonight? I'd be like, oh, I'm working right now, but I can meet you up. We can meet up. He if you want. So I went to Hongdae, some studio. He let me listen to a beat. It was Michasseo. One that I…
Michasseo. Yeah. Michasseo. Yeah, I know that song. Yeah. Michasseo, bro. Yeah.
He said, oh, I want to do this song with you. Uh-huh. So, wow. I'll do it. Thank you.
Whoa. So you wrote it like on the spot?
Now
did you record
spot.
That day?
No. So right after listening session, we went to some restaurant and ate something. And then he said, okay, see you next time. So let me know something updated.
And then that's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a crazy story.
That, yeah. What was it like when you met him for the first time in like under that circumstances? I mean, obviously he's big at the time.
Right, right.
Was it for you, was it intimidating? Was it kind of like,
I was a rookie, right?
Yeah.
I was so nervous. Because he was so big and I used to look up to him, right? Uh-huh. And then, wow. I was so nervous and, oh, hello. Something like this.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what that would be like. That I'd be like so scared.
Yeah.
Being in that situation. And it'd be intimidating because he's asked you to feature on a track and you're like, I hope I don't f*** this up. That would be going through my head like time and time again.
But that's how he is though. Benzino, he's super friendly.
I know he is. But yeah, I mean, the fact that, like Dom was saying, he's still like a rookie.
Yeah, and a rookie.
It's like Michael Jordan. Like he's like calling up a rookie and he's like, you know, come and
play with me.
And it's like, oh. Yeah. Now if I screw up this pass,
uh-huh.
You know, ah. It's going to be on, Sports Center and ESPN for the rest of the week.
So what? Did you write the verse like that week? And
yeah.
How many times did you write it? You write a bunch of different verses or just one?
Maybe twice.
Yeah.
Once I write it and then let him listen. And he said, oh, how about this part? How about you edit this part?
Mm-hmm.
Then, oh, okay, I'll do it.
Yeah. If I have time.
Man, that's a cool story.
Yeah.
He just hit you up like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so cool.
And then you went to the studio like the week later? And
yeah, week later.
Maybe. Were you nervous as hell?
I was nervous too.
Was he in them like listening to the recording?
Yeah, he was there.
Who produced Michasseo?
PJ.
PJ? And that's… Bro, that's even like just as… Like you'd be just as nervous.
Yeah.
Because PJ is like the Jay Dilla of Korea.
Oh, yeah.
You're a huge producer, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, wow, after this, I don't have to do work anymore.
Yeah. You know? This is going to change your life.
Yeah. That's how I felt.
That song was hot too.
Yeah, Michasseo.
Yeah, that song was hot.
And after that, Zico called me for Tough Cookie.
Was that just a same thing? A number popped up that you didn't know?
Oh, that… If you know who Ugly Dog is, Ugly Dog,
AOMG.
He asked me, hello, can I send Zico your number? Because he asked me.
Yeah.
So I said, oh, okay.
So it's just things just happening on top and on top and on top. That's tight.
Damn.
So Zico, KakaoTalk me.
Uh-huh.
안녕하세요, 지코입니다. Like this.
That's crazy.
Cool. Let's do a track together.
And PJ, after you recorded, did he add a whole bunch of different stuff to the song?
I guess. not much things though.
He didn't change that much?
No.
Because that's like part of what he does, bro. He'll like have like a skeleton and then add it, make it so…
Maybe some like FX.
Yeah.
Something like this. At first, the car door closing sounds something like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So dope. And then the Zico song blew up too, right?
Hell yeah, that song blew up. That song was huge.
That was huge.
Yeah.
That song was huge. That's awesome, man. That's like… That must have been a good year.
Yeah, that was my good year.
That was your best year?
Best year.
It's because… Not in terms of success, but because at the time your feelings were probably like… You were like…
Yeah.
It's happened. Yeah. Life is… Yeah.
That's what I felt.
Yeah. Oh man, that's such a good feeling.
Ooh.
How does it work? Now that you've featured on tracks for artists like that, if you get in touch with them and say, Benzino, Zico, can you hop on one of my tracks? Is it like easily reciprocal? Like, is it something that like easily say, sure, no problems?
He does it. He does YouTube, man, and he just goes to Zine. I've seen his YouTube. Yeah. With his what's it called? DDR?
DDR.
He goes, he went to Zeno's studio and just like, hey.
Hello.
Hey.
How you been? Yeah, Binzino is a cool guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's my friend. So he helped me with a track too after Michasso.
Mm-hmm.
Michasso. And my track is called Michasso. Yeah.
And you told me right before you went to Army or right when he got back to Army, it was like the first one that he did. Right? You said that Binzino was like… he gave you his last feature before he went to the Army,
oh,
right?
Yeah, right.
You told me that at the studio.
Yeah.
Wait, so there's Michasso and Michasso?
Yeah.
I'm gonna make a song named Michikwa.
Crazy. Was crazy. Move crazy.
I'm gonna be crazy, yeah. But you know what's funny? I was outside Brown in Hongdae.
Uh-huh.
And Binzino was there.
Oh.
And this homeboy they're like, Dave. I'm like, yeah. And then I talked to him for like 5 minutes. He's like, you play basketball? Like, yeah. He's like, you should come out to our basketball team. And I started playing basketball with him every week after that. He's like that, man. He's just a friendly guy. He's just like that. He's just like that. He's a really cool guy. Yeah. That's how he is, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But man.
So, you wrote about Debo in…
Oh, Debo.
Yeah, they wrote about Debo in this thing. I was… Because Debo did a song with… PJ and Pintino last year, that blurry song. Yeah. I love that song.
Mm.
I listened to that song at the beach. But that song is crazy. And he's like one of your best friends, right? Yeah. He was from… Was Toronto. He from Don Mills too?
He's not from Don Mills, but he's from Toronto. Yeah.
Are you still making music with him?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's on your album, right?
Mm-hmm. Young Norebang, it's called. Yeah.
Yeah. What's your Norebang song?
Norebang songs?
Yeah, you're number 18.
Oh, number 18.
Number 18.
But for anybody who doesn't know, your go-to song is called your number 18 song in Korean. That's your go-to song.
Go-to song.
Yeah.
Number 18 song. I rarely go to Norebang.
I hate Norebang.
You hate it?
Yeah, me too.
But once I go there, I sing Bobby Kim song. Tic Tac Toe, like Buga Kings.
Okay. Yeah,
Buga Kings.
I want to ask in terms of we're talking about features. Now, if you could, it's a double question. You could feature on anyone's song, anyone in the world, whose song would you like to feature on?
Ooh.
And also, if you could get anyone to feature on one of your songs, who would you like to get feature on one of your tracks?
Oh.
That's a good question, Sam. Mr. Host.
Thank you.
Korean?
International.
Do both.
Do both. Okay.
One Korean, one international.
Because you should do both because international is just like, well, I would have Justin Bieber and Bruno Mars. Like,
Justin Bieber.
Yeah. That new Bieber song is fire.
Right, Peaches? Right, yeah.
Yeah, bro. That song is so good.
I would choose Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber.
I'll call him
for
you.
Okay. Interesting. Interesting choice.
Rick Ross. Lil Wayne. Should I pick just one?
No, it's cool.
Keep going.
super track.
I'll call him for you. You'll get your features.
Lil Wayne. Rick Ross. Korea, it was Yang Dong-gun for me. Mm-hmm. But I just did it.
Dumb.
Yang Dong-gun. If you guys know who Homider is, Homider is they are kind of new rappers.
Mm-hmm.
Homider. Yeah, I want to do a track with them. And I really liked rapper, but he died. Pop Smoke.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
That's crazy that he died. That's
crazy, yeah.
Mm.
50 Cent.
Yeah.
Migos, of course, yeah.
Migos.
I would love to hear a Migos Don Mills song.
Migos Don Mills.
That would be sick.
Ooh, yeah.
Wow. A very eclectic choice there.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't expect Justin Bieber to be in the mix, to be honest.
Justin Bieber is hot.
He's awesome.
Yeah. No, and nothing against Justin Bieber. Mm-hmm. I give him a lot of credit. I think he's developed as an artist exponentially.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't think Don Mills would have had Justin Bieber in his playlist per se. That's where that was coming from.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it would have been just predominantly just hip-hop.
Oh.
Yeah. I guess it's the Canada connection.
Canada connection. There you go.
Justin Bieber.
We can tie it all in. Yeah. There's a way to tie it all in.
Yeah. You know who's awesome? You guys obviously, you guys have heard the Anderson Park.
Oh,
Anderson Park and Bruno Mars song.
Oh.
The new song.
I forgot the name of the song, but title.
I'ma leave the door open.
Right, that one.
That's actually how I met Benzino. Was I opened for Anderson .Paak when he came here.
Oh.
And Benzino opened too.
Yeah.
Who opened for who?
I was Benzino and Anderson .Paak opening for Part Time Cooks.
So Part Time Cooks were opening for Benzino, who was opening for Anderson .Paak.
Yeah.
Benzino was opening for Part Time Cooks.
Benzino wanted to open for Anderson .Paak because he was like a big fan of Anderson .Paak. This was like before Anderson .Paak had really blown up the way that he has now. So it was Soulscape, Part Time Cooks, Benzino, and Anderson .Paak. And his whole band, like Free Nationals, was there. We brought Deep Flow and Noxal on stage too.
Jaktu?
Yeah. They did Jaktu and then we did Smash Town with Noxal.
When was it? 3 years ago?
That was the best concert I think I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Anderson .Paak with his full band and I got to open for it. It was amazing.
Wow.
Everyone in the room knew that dude was going to be huge.
In the room?
Everybody could tell.
How big was this venue?
I think it was V Hall. Not that big.
V Hall, yeah.
V Hall's kind of small.
It is, yeah. Especially
around
for
like 500 people.
Maybe, yeah. V Hall's the one with like the seating area in the back with the chairs and then just like the little standing space. Yeah. It was V Hall. And now he's like with Bruno Mars. It's crazy. Yeah. It's a heck of a show.
You didn't get a photo for the Insta? For the gram?
We have a music video where like we have a video. It's called a song called Obey that has like video of the show in it.
I mean with you and Anderson.
No. Actually, that was the reason we don't have a picture with Anderson .Paak is because you know his wife is Korean.
Oh.
So this was his first time. That was Anderson .Paak's first time ever visiting Korea.
Mm-hmm.
And so like when we were backstage, we were like taking shots with like the Free Nationals and the band. And Anderson was like, usually I drink and party at the shows, but I'm about to meet my in-laws. And so like there were like lots of like ajumas like coming up the stairs to like the backstage area and stuff. And he like couldn't drink and party because he had to like meet them for the first, his wife's family for the first time. So we didn't want to bother him. Like he already had like 20 new people he was like meeting. So we met him and said like, yo, we're fans and thank you for letting us perform with you. But that was it.
No photo.
I didn't want to be like…
no photo.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Missed opportunity.
That's dope that they have a whole album. Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak coming.
That's awesome.
That's going to be…
Such a cool collaboration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some life-changing to do. A record with Bruno Mars.
You play games? I ask every guest.
He does. They play games at the studio.
Oh, you play… Winnie Eleven, 2K.
Can I just take some time to do a quick shout out? I know it's probably not the right time, but I've got a quick story to tell, and it's to do with games.
Okay.
Now, on the podcast, I mentioned one of the things I really wanted to get, and I haven't been able to get my hands on it, was a PlayStation 5.
Okay.
I don't know if you saw my Instagram recently. I got my hands on a PlayStation 5.
How'd you get it?
Well, thank you to one of the listeners out there. I want to give a shout out to Abraham out there in the States. After listening to that podcast, he was searching high and low and got his hands on a PlayStation. And he's not a gamer himself. He said, I got this for you. I'm going to send it to you at the price that he paid for it, retail. And he just sent it to me as a gift. Like, I paid him for it. But I didn't have to pay.
But you got your hands on it.
Yeah. Shout out Abraham.
Yeah. You didn't have to pay those…
I didn't have to pay the ridiculous prices that they're charging like on the net. Like that they're bending people over backwards for to get those ridiculous prices
Dive
for.
Studios.
Yeah.
Just because he heard it on the podcast?
Abraham was just like… I heard you mention it on the podcast. He's like, man, I searched for it and I got my hands on one. And boom. The other week it arrived at home. So,
that's awesome.
Shout out to Abraham and to, you know.
How's your PS5 with no games?
No, he sent me a game with it. So,
what game?
What's that? I can't think of the name. Cooking one? The restaurant game?
Overcooked.
Yeah,
PS5 has no good games right now, though. That's a problem.
It's getting there. It's getting there.
Sorry.
But it's a start. Sorry. It's a start. Yeah.
I was just about to say, man, I don't have a car.
Hey, I'll send you one.
Yeah.
In the mail. Might take you a while to get there.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Shout out Abraham.
Abraham.
Man, it's just it's a great thing about the world, the way the world is. People, yeah. You know. I didn't ask for it, and he just initially he reached out and he's like, at first I thought it was a scam. I'll be honest. I was kind of like, you know, someone reaches out.
Was there a link under it?
Well, someone reaches out to you on Instagram with a message and they've only got like two or three photos on their Instagram, and you're like, is this person like gonna scam me for money? But then it was just kind of like, you know, went backwards and forwards and seemed like a decent guy. And
I know something that Dave wants related to that. What?
Sorry.
Body?
Some Axe body spray?
Your body.
Oh, my body. You want the PlayStation, the Paul George PlayStation shoes.
Yeah, I do want those.
And we couldn't find them for you. We tried, but they didn't have the size or something, right? So, anyone out there listening?
This has not Dave's become a chairs. Platform that we beg people
who's your
for
team?
Things.
Who's your NBA team?
Toronto Raptors.
Toronto Raptors.
Oh, really?
Raptors.
Yeah.
Are you glad that they kept Lowry? Are you happy that they kept Lowry?
Yeah. But he's going to leave eventually.
He's leaving at the end of the season's done. He's out the door.
Toronto's days are done. Sorry, man. Toronto's days are done.
Have you seen that clip of those two chicks looking at Kyle Lowry's butt on the internet?
But he's thick.
Yeah.
Lowry's thick.
They like zoom in and Kyle Lowry's like standing about to pass the ball in, and these two like old these two ladies just are looking at his butt and just go like,
really?
Yeah, it's really funny.
Kyle Lowry.
Wow.
Your team is Golden State.
Golden State?
Yeah. Let's not talk about that right now, shall we?
Are you a Golden State?
Could be worse.
They're in a world.
Yeah.
Of
so you
well,
have
Wiseman. No. Wiseman's just gone down.
So yeah, Wiseman's gone down. Clay. I mean, it's injuries problems. If Wiseman and Clay were there, they'd be just fine. Just, the foundation's there. They'll be fine.
Yeah.
You know. Well,
except LeBron's trying to get Steph to join the.
He's not
dark
trying to get.
Side.
What do you mean the dark side? The dark side's the Nets, not the Lakers. Well, yeah. Are you out of your mind?
Yeah,
what
it
are
actually
you talking
might be fair.
About?
It might be fair.
Don't disrespect LeBron on this podcast. I will literally jump at you, man.
I almost wore a LeBron jersey to this
good,
podcast.
Good for you.
I've decided that
don't
I'm just
disrespect
I'm, a,
the king.
I'm not going to be a fan of the organizations. I'm a fan of the players, and my favorite player in the NBA is LeBron James.
Really?
I'm not a fan of those billionaire owners and those organizations. I'm a fan of
LeBron. I'm a fan of players.
LeBron is the Einstein of basketball.
Really?
Genius.
He is.
He's the…
I mean, don't get me wrong. He is an amazing player.
He does everything,
player.
Man.
I don't know if I like what he's done in terms of the super team.
What do you mean the super team? Get the fuck out of here about the
what
super
you,
team. What
about Kobe
what
and Shaq?
Golden State, you hypocrite. Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, Iguodala…
Before
what are you out of your mind?
Before that,
this guy's talking about super teams over here.
Before that, Miami. He started it down in Miami.
Yeah. What was before that? The Boston Celtics with Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, and Ray Allen. Come on, get out of here.
The truth.
That wasn't
the truth.
That wasn't players organizing to do it on their own, though.
What are you talking about?
That was the organization bringing them together.
Player mobility is important, though. You want to
oh
be
my,
able
come
to-
on. Don't talk about super teams. The Lakers in 2003, was it? What was it with
Shaq,
Carmelo, Cat, Shaq,
Kobe. Carmelo.
Carmelo was not the real mailman anymore.
I'm sorry,
Shaq,
but he was still averaging
20-something,
man. Yeah. Look at the stats, man. Come on. Get out
he's
of
a,
here.
He's
super
the
teams
man.
Have always existed.
Was,
that's such a narrative against LeBron James.
He was like a NHL then. He wasn't the mailman anymore.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
There are like crazy…
I love Allen Iverson, though.
Yeah.
He is the answer.
The answer, yeah.
That's a guy… Who took a team to the finals without a super team?
Oh, but that's
he did that by himself. Yeah, 76ers.
But he's a guy that is. Oh my god! He's such a sad story at the end of it. Like he's broke.
I think he's doing better now.
He's fine because of his Adidas money, I think.
Yeah, or Reebok, for a while.
His Reebok money, yeah.
For a while, he was, I think, having a hard time. But it's
major
come out.
Money issues.
It's come out that he's just like one of the like sweetest, sensitive, like kindest dudes in the league. And everybody would help him, man. Like he'll never be broke.
Yeah.
Speaking of kindest, sensitive, nicest dudes,
you're welcome.
No, DMX. Oh, yeah. The stories coming out about DMX.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Like there was I saw a thing on Twitter the other day. Like he was out in some, I don't even, Buffalo. He was in Buffalo at like an IHOP, and he just asked if he could go in the kitchen to make like scrambled eggs. And then he was in. And Albania or somewhere in like Eastern Europe for some concert, and there was a wedding in the lobby of the hotel. And there's video of him in the middle of this wedding, like doing this wedding dance with all these people there.
Whoa.
And then there was something of him in London, like he said before going to the concert, he's like, I'm going to drive myself. Like he kicks the chauffeur into the passenger seat. And instead of going to the venue, he's driven to like this hobby shop where they have like models and whatnot. And he's looking at all these model cars and getting really excited. And there's this kid there and he's introduced himself to the family and whatnot. Got like this model airplane and they go out into the park and he's flying this model airplane around. It gets stuck in a tree. He climbs up a tree to get it out of the tree. There's photos of him in the tree in this camo red jumpsuit before he's going to this huge concert. Gets this plane out, signs it, gives it to the kid. Like he was just so down to earth.
Yeah.
But we never heard these stories about DMX at all.
Yeah.
Never heard
you
any
You just
of
heard
these
the
stories.
Like crazy stories.
Right, it's a shame that we have to hear these stories after somebody passes.
Exactly. Always. Oh. That's why I'm a LeBron fan. Enjoy them while they're here, man. And everyone's going to talk about LeBron when he retires as like how great he is. I'm appreciating him now.
Yeah, but it's like it was the same with, look at Kobe. Yeah. I think Kobe was the same after he had that crash.
Yeah.
That accident. That's when we started appreciating Kobe for the player
he
was.
Crazy stories too.
It happens. I think it's just human nature. You know, we have to appreciate the time we have now, but we tend to ignore it. And it's always after someone's gone.
He was on Drink Champs. DMX was on Drink Champs right before he died. This was like 2 months ago. Mm-hmm. He was on Noriega's podcast and he was like, one time when I was 13 years old, I found a butterfly and it was the most beautiful butterfly I'd ever seen.
Oh.
And he was like, and I went over and I caught the butterfly and I brought it back to my house and I had it and it was the most beautiful butterfly. And then of course, like it died because I captured it. And I never saw another butterfly again for 15 years after that, something like that. It's like, moral of the story is, if you love something, you can't capture it, you have to let it go.
Ooh.
And it's just like, man, this deep, bro. Like killed one butterfly and he's like, never saw another one again. Man. Shout out DMX.
Rest in peace, DMX.
Man. You were probably a DMX fan too, right?
Yeah.
When you were in Canada, he was popping, right?
Huge, yeah. When I was in ninth grade, man.
Ninth grade? Ooh.
Yeah.
He and Jay-Z were on tour together, that like Hard Knock Life tour together.
It was around that time, I was like, everyone wanted to wear a chain. Like a chain with a padlock around their neck.
Where the hood?
My dog's out.
Oh my God. Oh man. Oh man. Sam.
Don Mills, before you leave, can you give us your best DMX growl?
DMX. Yeah, let's appreciate people while they're here.
Yeah,
I agree with
that. That should be the moral of this whole podcast. The moral of the whole story. All appreciate them while they're here. We appreciate you being here.
Yeah. Anything you want to shout out before you unfortunately have to leave us?
Actually, I talked a lot, so maybe my recent album, Fresh Up the Boat,
and your new single. You can push that.
대박 인생 remix. Check that out.
And we can find you on Instagram. We can find you on YouTube.
YouTube, Instagram. I recently started TikTok.
TikTok.
Yeah, but I don't do anything.
You're
but
a TikToker.
Your TikTok's good though. It's funny.
It's kind of weird TikTok though. I was looking at the camera and hello everyone. 안녕하세요. 오늘
비 와서. today.
We'll just have, we actually before the podcast started, we were having with the staff today, we were just having a talk, and because there's a Dive Studios TikTok, and they were like, yeah, Don Mills, pretty sure he's not into TikTok.
And, he is.
And now he's like, yeah, I just started TikTok. And we're just like, well, that all went out the window.
And today you said you had to say like something grateful, like, right? Because it's raining?
It's raining.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, it's raining.
On rainy days in Korea, you're supposed to tell someone you're thankful?
No, it's not like that, but I did it for just for fun.
Ah, yeah. that was so cool.
The background music was Haze. 뭐 비가 오는, 비가 오는, something like this. Yeah. And then for me, I was talking, 오늘 비가 오니까 너무 고마워요, 여러분. Something like this.
Yeah, I like it. It's beautiful. 감동받았어.
What's your Instagram?
Instagram is Domus1988.
Okay.
Domus1988.
And what's your YouTube?
YouTube is Domus DDR.
DDR. Domus DDR.
Domus Daily Routine.
Daily.
DDR. Domus Daily Routine.
Okay. Awesome.
Dom, thanks so much for coming on, man.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Yes. Thank you indeed. If you would like to watch this podcast in its entirety, check us out on YouTube at The Dive Studios. You can find us on Instagram at The Dive Studios as well. You can also listen to the podcast on Spotify or on Apple Podcasts, where you can leave a review. We like the ones with 5 stars. Thanks again for joining us, Don. It was a pleasure. And check out the album, Fresh Off the Boat. All right. Thanks, everyone. See you guys.
Thank you.
What to do?